Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay. This is my Russian watch right here.
I know you follow it a little bit. Is it true that in Russia, watch wears you?
In America, you buy watch. In Russia, watch buys you.
Do you know anything that would elicit an eye roll? What embarrassed your children about you the most?
My physical appearance.
Oh. Show no weakness, Mom. No weakness.
So you gave your mom an actual pep talk.
Her days are full of international soccer games, right? And a lot of laying around. And
so she's not playing.
No. Not playing.
Okay, just checking.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings, citizens of Earth. This is The Mike O'Mara Show. There's a watch guy I watch online that says, hello, my fun citizens. He's a real mellow guy, and he works on watches. And that's how dull I am. I watch
watches. Does he sell citizen watches?
No, he just says, hello, my friends. He takes old watches that are beat up.
Yeah.
And
he
brings them back to life?
Brings them back to life. It's kind of
like
cool to
those.
Watch. Well, I watch tons of them from different watchmakers. There's one watch that was like in a war zone, and he brings it back. Now, the guys I don't like are the guys that say, you know, if you polish a watch, you wreck the watch.
Mm. Right?
But I don't want to talk about watches. I want to talk.
Well, what if you send it back to the manufacturer and they polish it?
You know what? That's a good question.
Right?
Leave it to you to come up with a question that I don't have an answer for regarding watches. The vintage watch business is such, the gray market, secondary market for watches,
right,
is such that the watches, if they are polished, that is a sign of damaging them. So a real vintage watch will have normal
patina,
wear and tear. So polishing up, I don't like that. I wreck watches all the time
because
I like them nice and shiny.
You tried to polish one up, right, and you kind of mucked it up?
Yeah, but this one's hasn't been touched.
Okay.
This is my Russian watch right here, my Vostok. The greetings. In my club, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please, ladies.
Is it true that, I mean, I know you follow it a little bit. Is it true that in Russia, watch wears you?
In Russia, wait a minute. In America, you buy watch. In Russia, watch buys you. Ha, ha, ha.
Hey, all right. Couple of things I want to say about my bride. Many of you have been aware of the fact by listening to this show that I've been on a bit of a weight loss journey. And I'm excited about it because after years and years and years and years, gyms, trainers, nutritionists, different programs, different shakes, different bars, different prepaid meals, all the different stuff that, and Oscar likes to remind everybody, that through no effort of my own, but through the miracle of modern medicine,
science,
I have shed well over 60 pounds. Now, today, getting ready to come in here and put my Florida shorts on, I was aware that I no longer fit into the skinny Florida shorts that I had bought because they're too big for me because I'm losing more weight.
Right.
And the cool thing is, when this began, I was kind of in a land of frustration where I was going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth trying to find a place. Fortunately, my doctor had a place that also did weight management, but it was still, to be perfectly honest with you, a bit of a slog to get in there, get analyzed, wait, go there, pick stuff up, blah, blah, blah. So fast forward to, I am very, very excited about a new enterprise that Carla is involved with. She is now repping for a weight loss company and a skin and weight loss company, but I said to Carla, she's launched this. I think she launched it last week or maybe this week. I'm not sure. I said to her, I said, you know what? I'm not going to go on the air and talk about it until I become a customer. and I am a customer, and my products came in yesterday, and I had to wait about, let me see, Thursday, Friday, a little longer than I normally use my medicine. I have a prescription.
Right.
And I had to switch over to this company, and I am here to tell you that now that I am a customer, and now that all the stuff arrived for me yesterday, and I am so excited to tell everybody that if you are struggling with weight like I am, and you want a solution that is as easy as clicking on a square on dermglowskin.com, and I can give myself a bell for that. There we go. Since
sure.
It's a naked attempt. Hold on, where is it? All right, let me play it again. There you go. There's my naked plug. That's what it is. You go to dermglowskin.com, you click. That's her involvement. She's not a doctor. She makes sure you know she's not a doctor. She can answer a million questions that you have about it, but she is the go-between between you and the doctor and getting the weight loss information and hopefully treatment, if you qualify,
right,
that you can. And man, oh man, it was just such a cool experience to get this big package that was beautifully put together. They give you everything you need, and without kind of the slog that I went through to do it. So I'm really happy. And if you are like I was, and I still am, I've still got a long way to go. I'm still on these meds, and I don't know how long it's going to be, but I think most people have said you modify it once you get to your goal weight. Not there yet. I will be there. Was very close to coming in and taking my shirt off today, but I decided
really?
Against it. Because I
how many pounds have you lost?
60.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
63 pounds. 63
and
pounds.
How many sit-ups have you done?
I have done Zed, Bagel 00.
That's the key takeaway, people. You have to do nothing.
But Oscar, it's still a...
How many push-ups have you done?
None.
Zero. That's the true takeaway, people. You can do nothing. 0.0.
Well, no, he's not
and lose
sedentary.
The weight.
He golfs
with this
all
medicine.
The time. No, I mean, I think that it's probably Mike, and I'm going to guess here.
He loves to diminish my accomplishment.
What you're
and
looking
it is
at
mine.
Here,
I don't care
well,
if I'm
selling
a drug.
The drug that works.
Mike, isn't it a proper mixture of diet, medication, and getting outside and doing things? That's
no,
what it
it's
is.
The drug.
It's the drug.
I tried for you.
It's really the drug.
Let me just
I've seen
say,
it with my mom. My mom's done zero. I put little chalk marks on her treadmill. Same chalk mark. And
well,
she says, I've been walking. I said, not on that treadmill.
You should put
the medicine
boot.
Has done enough.
You should put a boot on the treadmill.
Carla would love to have Mama Santana in her coffers. She would love to have that happen.
Do they
that
take Blue Cross, Blue Shield?
They could. You know, they I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't get me into the weeds with that because now I'm speaking out of school. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Mike, like any good salesman, you always say yes.
But
no. Of course they do.
I've talked about how much
who
this
doesn't?
Costs. I've talked about it.
Yes.
And because of the amount that I take, but that seems to be the going rate, and hopefully that will change. But while it doesn't change, it's all about the access and getting it.
Yes.
And what's cool about it is that I've been on it now for over 6 months, and I've lost the weight,
yeah.
And it really is the blood work that I had when I went in and had my recent physical was the best I've had in my at least in the last 25 years.
I think I've told you, Mike, similar drugs. Not I don't have all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Carla, by the way.
Oh, and it's not just my thing. It's everybody's thing. They're the two biggies. You
she's
know?
Serving as a liaison. Yeah.
Tirzepatide and semaglutide. Both of
great.
Them.
Great. So the semaglutide is what my mom's on.
Okay.
And if you've got high blood pressure, and look, I am not a doctor. I come from a family of doctors, but I will tell you this. There's no more roly-poly yoli. RPY has been retired because she is skinny. Her numbers, as Mike is touting right now, are the best they've ever been. She goes to a private doctor at Foxhall. Free tip to them. I'm sure that we pay full price, but the doctor came back and was like, hey, these are the best numbers I've seen in over a decade.
It's exciting.
Do you ever
isn't it?
Remember seeing her this slim in your life?
No, I also don't remember seeing her this happy. She's and look, and I'm not getting paid $1 for this.
But I, he likes to remind me all the time.
No, I'm talking about for the advertisement, Dermglow or anything else.
Well, no, but there are a variety of products that are
correct,
out there.
Correct.
Right.
I'm telling you how it affects my life. My mom used to be, like, anytime we had, like, a formal event, and this is for the past decade, and I knew the cadence. It would be into the closet, frustration.
Yeah.
Which then would turn into anger.
Sure.
Which then would turn into frustration. Mm-hmm. Which then would turn into her making a flan the next day, saying, "Who cares?"
It's so true.
when she gets dressed, she goes in and she's excited to see what still fits her that she's kept.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun,
and she's happier.
Absolutely fun.
She is happier. Her blood pressure is under control. Her numbers are where they should be. She's not as logy, and she did again. 0.0 sit-ups and 0.0 push-ups. Now, you should do some exercise, but if you choose not to, you know, you're under a doctor's care, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Look, I think that the product has been the first thing. I call it a willpower assistant, the stuff that I take. That's what it is.
Let me look at Eli Lilly real quick. Mike, remember when I was touting Eli Lilly at 3:30? And I was like, well, I have all my cash wrapped up in Podville, and I'm happy to do so. But let me look at I haven't looked at it. I haven't looked at it in months because I just didn't want to know. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to know where the stock was. How much do you think it's at right now?
I have no idea.
I'll say 9.
1,000?
9.
Well, you said 330, so 900.
$330. Okay.
I'd say it's probably still around the 3. It's still in the 300s.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? The Eli Lilly, and then
it's expensive. It's a drug
pharmaceutical.
I'd love to talk to that guy, Eli Lilly.
Getting back to my wife, if you are interested and you've been somebody who's hesitant to go through all the hop in the car, go this place, go that, I'm telling you, you can just go to dermglowskin.com.
$600.
It's very exciting.
Wow.
Thank you. This is CNBC, ladies and gentlemen. Go to dermglowskin.com. Click on the weight loss icon. It's right on the front page. It's to the right.
If you hate exercise and you want to look better,
God, shut up.
Dermglowskin.com. If you have a rack full of clothes that you spent thousands of dollars on that you cannot wear anymore because you have zero willpower, go to dermglowskin.com. If you want to take a victory lap around your friends and say, look what I've done, and not even tell them about the drug, but say that tell the world that you
changed the way.
That's an option, but you can only do that if you go to dermglowskin.com.
This is true.
I think it's like wearing a replica watch, to be honest with you.
But you don't have to tell
people
it's a replica.
You don't tell them you're on the drugs. I don't care. I'm happy
if,
to tell
if,
them.
If your husband doesn't look like your husband anymore because he's given up on life, dermglowskin.com. If you, as a wonderful, loving wife, have been your body's been ravaged by babies and kids and just
ravaged
overall,
by babies
and kids
and kids and not being able to get to the gym or a moment to yourself because they suck the life out of you. Dermglowskin.com.
All right, that's enough. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Check it out and thank you, Oscar. I appreciate that. The speaking to the high school kids tomorrow. And a dermatologist thing tomorrow, followed by another medical guy on Friday for me. I have to say this, that bowling night, I said to Carla, this is how the conversation went down. I said, bowling night, honey, got that kid thing, taking that very seriously, have a doctor's appointment, they're going to scan my body to see what they can hack off of it. You think we could bag bowling? She said, well, I'll go. And let me just, I'll give you a little example of the sound that launches in my head when she says that. No, she is not going to bowl. She, she looked at me and said, well, I'll go.
Why can't you go exercise?
Huh? Why can't I go exercise?
Why can't she with the boys?
Well, no, what are you talking about? I said I don't want her going alone. I feel I'm insecure.
Do you feel all eyes on her?
It's 2023. Yeah,
it's 2023. We have a 20-year age difference, and there are predators there.
Mike, bowling nights when you are together with your wife, do you feel eyes upon her?
Come on. Still.
Yeah. You know?
He's looking outside his house right now looking for peeping Toms.
She's. So I'm going.
A phrase you don't hear very much, Oscar.
I'm going. I'm going, and I can't do it because I want to be fresh.
You
I don't
go.
Want.
You
I'm not
go.
Walking into a high school room with a night before. I'm not going to do that. And I had that last weekend, so I'm fine. So it'll be a Diet Pepsi night for me tonight. That's what it'll be. And maybe I'll bowl better now that I'm not clouded by Stella Artois.
Yeah,
I think that'll. We'll see what happens with that.
You know? Can just always go to revert to the Judge Smales.
It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat with that incredible surge in Eli Lilly. Lilly. I christened thee the SS Lilly. Would you like that, Mr. Manjaro winner?
Refresh our memories, Mike. What are you speaking to the high schoolers about?
It is a seminar about different business situations.
Yes.
Okay.
That is so weak. I don't know. That's the entrepreneur. Answer.
It's probably entrepreneurship.
The headmaster of the school and the assistant headmaster will be interviewing me and asking about what I did.
Take a copy of your book.
Yes.
I think I will if I can find it around here.
Top left hand corner.
Yeah, you've got one
right behind you.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm over here now.
Sorry. Is there anything I need to know, in your opinion, as far as I'm not really all that worried about it because I'm actually looking forward to it. I truly am. But there's a tiny bit of me way in the back that doesn't like small groups. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Makes me nervous. But
have gone to a meeting.
That's probably right. Hi, gang. My name is Mike and I'm an alcoholic.
You're used to amphitheaters.
Yeah. Don't make fun of the program.
I can handle 500 to 10,000.
Yes.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Put me in front of 12, 20. That's when I'm like, well, but here's the thing that works for me. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the email I got was prepare nothing. We will interview you. I'm great at that because it's talking about myself and I'm an egomaniac too. This is really painting a nice picture of me. What I want to avoid, and this goes to Rob Spiewak, the eye roll moment. What the modern high school student, you have parented recently, very recently high school students. What is the eye roll? Because you're an embarrassing guy.
Yes, I am. Very
you
much
okay?
so. Yeah, just a sneeze. Yeah.
You get the swab. Get the swab.
It was a sneeze.
You have COVID in your home.
Mike. I can't taste or smell a thing. I'm fine.
Okay. I just don't want to have the eye roll moment, you know? And I'm not going to be naughty. I'm not going to be irreverent. I know it's high school kids. I'm going to talk about, you know, how much fun the 80s were, you know? And
I'm
serious going to talk about old radio and how.
To say.
What?
Kids. You know.
This
that-
is my. Yeah. What?
No. You start with no cap. You're going to have to make a decision one day, kids. And it's going to be in a program director's office or inside the on-air studio when a record duck gives you a record with a sleeve of cocaine inside of it.
Right.
Yeah, the 80s. Or a lunch bag, a brown paper bag filled with cash.
I think what would be nice is if
the
you say,
80s playing music.
This is what we call a moral hazard.
Yeah. Say, kids, and don't call them kids. Say,
thanks for the bag. I love Eddie Grant. Anyway.
Say to these kids, you say, you know, have you ever had a night that you need to study but you can't stay up? We could beat that.
All right.
We could go all day.
Do you know anything that would elicit an eye roll? What embarrassed your children about you the most?
My physical appearance.
No. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. You got a big mouth, and I know you probably said things that would...
Yeah, they didn't like if I singled them out. Like, I remember one time I was doing a talent show at the middle school that Julia was performing in, okay? And when I introduced her, I gave her a good laugh line, and then I said she loves art. She loves her school and she loves her parents. And I definitely played it for an aww. And she did not like that.
I wouldn't either if I was a kid.
But I gave her, I did give her a good joke. I did make a good joke for her. I said, before I introduced you, this is what I was saying to the guy, before I introduced my daughter, I asked her if there's anything I should do because I don't want to embarrass you. And she said, too late, you're wearing that bow tie.
Oh, you wore a bow tie?
I did. Yeah. It was that moment. But anyway.
Hey, here's my dad, Bill Nye, the science guy. There we go.
Hana is so lucky.
What I would say, do you think it's going to be like a dozen kids in the audience?
I don't know. Yeah. Because I mean, it's a class.
I would, at points, make eye contact with one student and ask them a question. Like, involve them. Like, say.
You should. I'm sorry, Rob. Please, you know better than I do. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, if you're talking about music in the 80s or how fun it used to be, you can say, you know, things have changed. For example, and you can go to this guy that's in the front row and say, when you want to hear a song, what do you do? And then he'll say, I stream it. And you say, well, back in the 80s, you had to buy it at a store or listen to it on the radio. Mm-hmm. Radio was extraordinarily important then. And just something like that to get them involved and to let them answer a question. Okay. And once you it once, they're going to be more involved because they think you might come to them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. What about ordering a large cheese pizza?
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Before you get there to the classroom.
Now, here's the thing. I love that. That's me. That would be going into that classroom with two large pies.
Yeah.
Would be.
And just say, well, you grew up, well, you were growing up, you had a favorite teacher. His name was Mr. Hand.
Learning about business, having some food.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm afraid that would be overstepping, though.
That would be, that you would be memorable.
Yeah, you would.
Also, the book, if I had, if I bring in one book, that's going to make me look like a rube.
Mike, this is a perfect opportunity.
To sell it?
You say, guys, I bring you a physical book, but I know you're not physical. Get the digital copy right there on Amazon.
On Amazon.
And write it on the Promethean board. Right?
Yes.
Write the web link on the Promethean board, which is what they have instead of chalkboards now.
The Promethean board?
Get the audio book. I'll read it to you.
God, I'm out of touch.
My voice is on it. Yeah.
So that's our story, but I'll bring that with me.
This is what you should do. I own a, you say, my life has been full of startups, world-beating enterprises, world-renowned radio shows, and at every turn, there was one constant, and it was my gift for Gab.
Jeez.
As you can see, I'm using it right now.
That's touching. That is so incredibly touching.
If you talk louder than the person next to you, they'll eventually shut up.
And when you do that, point to the teacher that's interviewing you.
You there. Now, back to the bowling alley for a second.
Yes, please.
I forgot to tell this story that last week, I'm all in, by the way, on bowling. And I love the young guys that we bowl with, Ben and Bill. I remember them all the time because it's the name of an ice cream shop up in Bar Harbor, Maine. So I love these guys. And in the thing about Bill, the older brother, he is always coaching me, and he likes it. He's just a natural guy that wants to help other people.
Does he lay hands on you a lot?
Shut up. No, he doesn't. He's a super nice guy, very chill, very mellow, and an ex. No, he's not handsy.
What you need to do is, do you clench your muscles before you deliver, Mike?
God. Yes.
Everything. Listen.
I learned a long time ago that Kegels off hours help.
Can come to my trailer. I'll show you.
I don't know what the website is that has the comedy vignettes, the little things. Have you seen the viral video with the guy that's hammering a nail, and then he doesn't have a tool belt, and he needs two hands to do what he does. So he takes the hammer and he'll do his little thing, and then he puts it between his butt cheeks and he clenches.
That's
how he holds the hammer. It's goddamn hysterical. I'm an idiot. But so I get to the alley.
Yes.
And first thing, I get there before Carla, And last week was last evening, Wednesday evening, was Guinness evening. And I had one before she got there, and then I had a couple when the bowling started, as opposed to my usual Stella.
Right,
I like playing with little ales, and that's what I do. Then Carla arrived. I was like, hi, let's get going. She's in that mode, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, let's go. With that, you know, and it's like, yes, 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 dear.
Which and is you really were, what my you were not become. In that mode, were you?
What's that?
You were not in that mode.
I look, I am look, here's my life right now as it is, all right? I am wholly dependent on two effing 40-year-olds, and it is not a good place to be in at my advanced age. I literally feel as
you're
though
you're still young.
I
you're
will
not
be left
advanced.
Out on the curb in front of the nursing home, and, you know, they'll be, you know, left. So we get over, and they said, oh, we're at the far end. And we were. We were at the far end of the alley. We were by the door that goes to the outside.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
A
the
little
last
outside
lane. Yeah.
Cafe type thing. So we're bowling, bowling, bowling. I have a spectacular, for me, first game. Absolutely.
What was your score?
163.
Outstanding. You had to have at least.
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Rob, can you explain bowling as
yeah,
far as
I know
scoring?
How bowling works. Is it like 90% strikes?
300 is a perfect game.
Perfect. I would say that if you bowled a 167, you probably had at least six or seven marks, like strikes and spares, right?
Strikes and spares. Lots of them. Had a lot of spares and had
because
two or
because you're averaging
strikes.
Almost that's 17 fantastic. Pins a game, a frame. And
a
that's
frame.
Really, that's a really good score.
What happened to your bowling enterprise, Rob?
Well, it turned out that I was wasn't working from home yet, and I wasn't going to be able to get back in town in time for the league.
Got it.
So, but Robert and I are going to join a summer league this year. We've already talked
about
it.
Don't make threats.
What do you mean?
You never even came back and said, hey, guys. There was no follow-up on that. I was like, yes, he's going bowling. He's just not talking about it.
Well, no, it was not a possibility. It wasn't a possibility. Yeah,
interesting.
But
back
but
summer league
yeah,
came
summer league.
Blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there. So we start bowling, and Carla's got a nose for weed like nobody. She will smell weed anywhere. If we're down on Fremont Street in Las Vegas, if we're in a hotel lobby, if we're anywhere, she you smell that weed? All the time. Constantly, constantly, constantly. So I think we're on the second game, maybe midway through the second
game.
And she goes, do you smell weed? And then as soon as she says it, I'm like overwhelmed. Like it is pouring in there. And I look outside and there are three or four guys outside, including one of the guys that helped me out with like a bowling glove and stuff, a guy that I know.
I remember him.
And he is sparking out there. I don't even know whether it's legal or illegal, but they are having a good time.
Were
and
they
I'm talking
vaping
about,
or were they actual joints?
One guy had a fatty. He had a marijuana cigarette, it appeared
See,
to be.
See, Mike, I love marijuana cigarettes, and I keep a bowl
was,
on my fridge.
I know. You have a bunch of papers.
Yeah, rolling papers I keep, but the grass itself I keep in a cereal bowl, and I put that on the top of the fridge, and that's been there for years because I wanted the kids to stay out of it.
Yeah.
But, like, when I knock off for the day, what I'll do is I'll take a rolling paper, and I'll put some of the marijuana grass in there, and roll it as tight as I can,
there
and then
go.
To seal it,
right.
I lick the edge of the paper and
very
close
good.
It, and then I use, Mike, I have it right here.
Yeah.
I have matches, and I will strike a match. Let me show you how. These are Rosebud brand matches. I will strike
Rosebud.
A match. Rosebud. Yeah, like this, and light the end of the joint, and then suck air through it.
You won't smoke one right now.
No, I won't right now. But
why?
I, can do
I mean, you're at home. No one's going to judge you.
It's upstairs. It's on the top of the fridge. Haven't
you
been
get
listening?
It?
Nah. I want to stay crisp for the
so
show.
So here it is.
Yeah.
So the vapor is coming in like you wouldn't. I mean,
vapor.
Like you would not believe. And I see the guy, and I walk over to the door, and I open the little glass door that leads out to the outside,
yes,
and I go, I pull it open like this, and I go, hey. That's what I do. I go, hey. And they all, of course, the minute I get four Seth Rogen laughs. It's like, he's making fun of us doing that. And they continued, and then one guy holds one up and goes, like,
yeah, and you're like,
and like
ah,
no.
No, I'm in my but rental shoes. I can't.
I am reasonably secure that I received a significant contact high. And I know that because it started to be a little tougher for me to take the real deep breath. Now, this could be, you know, my enlarged heart. I'm not sure, but it was like...
And that's available on all streaming services, Mike's album, My Enlarged Heart.
My Enlarged Heart. And it was just delightful that they were out there doing this. And it
Did you feel any paranoia? I know that's your go-to emotion.
No, but the bowling quality, I bowled... I'm not kidding you. I went from a 163 and I bowled 91 in the next game.
And the beauty of it is you didn't care.
I didn't care at all. I didn't care at all. I was being friendly with everybody.
Did you have any marks the 91 game?
No, I don't think I have one mark in the entire game. I think the first bout, I think I knocked down four pins in the third frame. And then Ben, who's Bill's brother, who's the mellower of the two,
yes.
You know, and I'm sitting back and I go to a bench that's behind the alley. And after I went over the door and I'm like, I'm wafting in this stuff. I'm like doing stuff like, come on, Ben. Come on. Let's go. Go for it, Ben. Go for it. My eyes are like this. Like that. So it was
staring
it was
at the nice. Scoreboard.
So when Carla says to me, I said, now you're cool with not bowling tonight, right? She said, and she looks at me and she goes, I'm going. There's not even a choice.
Right.
I'm not letting her go there alone. I'd let her go. I let her go.
Because if you let her go this time, you might have let her go forever.
That's right.
Because there are, you know, it would be, you know, I want to be her wingman, you know, yeah. And I'm insecure. Yes, I am, Richard. I'm insecure.
Do you think
how do you see in your eyes? How do you see someone hitting on Carla at the bowling alley?
Shut up, Richard. I'm sorry. What? There's one guy.
Okay, that's
3 weeks ago.
Thank you.
All right, do you know the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Very well.
You know the guy, the big guy that's got the truck, or he's got and he chases
Marge. Yeah. No.
It's not Large Marge. It's the guy that's chasing Pee-wee.
Pursues him. Yeah, from the truck stop.
This is the guy. This is the big guy, and he's a big guy. And he's there. There are a lot of big guys that bowl.
Do you think that she would perhaps, if she showed up solo, be pursued by Ronnie the disc jockey?
I think, I don't think so. Ronnie stands behind the counter and chills out the whole time.
Okay.
But
does
Ronnie's
the big guy bowl, or is he working?
Yeah,
there?
He's on a bowling team, you know?
Oh, got it.
He's and the
it's
only
not
guy,
that I'm
Oscar.
Worried about. I'm not worried about a romance. You know what I'm worried about?
Yes.
I'm like,
what? Let me out. Let me out of the trap. Please, let me out.
The big guy is the only one in the alley that bowls overhand. He's very good.
Do you know what they do now? The big thing the young kids do?
Yeah.
The two-handed twirl.
Yeah, I've seen
it. The two-handed
twirl. The wicked hook.
The wicked hook.
Yeah,
and,
it's weird.
Bill had me doing a regular hook. So I would normally do the suitcase grip.
Yep.
Now I do the one in the...
No, that's not bowling.
Feeling
what is
in
the matter
pink.
With you?
Feeling in the pink right now.
Did you? I would love to watch you explain that to the guy that's
Carla's
drilling
so
your
lucky.
Ball. Yeah.
Here you go. So it's busy.
Yeah.
It's a busy world I have.
It is.
Working with my two 40-year-olds. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the best I can.
You know what? We won't let you retire.
Yeah. No.
I would rather. You know what I'd rather? replace retire with down. We won't let you down. Not retire.
We won't let you down.
And, Mike, I'm flattered you're calling me 40. I'll take it all day.
I'm talking about the guy in the jacket over there.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
And he's talking about Carla.
So I'm not even part of the picture.
No. God, no.
Well, back to the cereal bowl.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not. Under any circumstances. We will take
nice
a short break.
Nice to be remembered.
Well, you know, you make your bed. Anyway, we will be taking a short break. And when we come back, the round table for all of us. You can eat right here. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Oh, man, I love Naked Wine. They got me back on loving wine again.
Yes.
Naked Wines is a subscription service that connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get wine as often as you like for a fraction of the price you pay in stores, and it is so good. Up to 60% off, by the way. The delivery is wonderful, amazing, secure packaging. I get so excited when I see it. The case of wine is here. The case of wine is here. I got a cab. It's so good. It's got the floral quality, but a robustness that I like too. A little strawberry, but it's also got some spice, which gives it that yummy, nice. yummy. I love the bouquet, the taste, everything. It's a wow factor. The best part, every bottle is a passion project from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true, which is nice. So head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. Hey, that rhymes. 6 bottles of wine for $39.99 with shipping included.
Shipping.
That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle, by the way. I did the math. Right up here in the intergovernment. NakedWines.com/TMOS. Use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS. Code and password. $100 off your first 6 bottles. It's that easy. Hit the Kraken thing, please. Thank you very much. There it is. Release it.
Oscar, is that an almond Snickers?
Yeah, I texted Dan O'Brien. I said, can you bring me some peanut M&Ms? And he said, there wasn't any peanut M&Ms. And he goes, would you like anything else? I said, what about a Snickers with almonds in it? And he brought me one. And
that's very nice of him.
Yeah, and I said, is there any more than just one?
Tell him you want a full size.
Yeah, because he's fit. Mm. No, they're in the lobby. You know, they're right in front of him. So
I've heard that that is a very satisfying candy bar. I heard it really satisfies.
I'll be over here now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Where's the boom?
I'm over here now.
No, that's not what I wanted. Okay.
Thank there you. It is.
Celebrities who don't want kids. Now, listen, with our guy Oscar over here, It's not that he doesn't want kids. Matter, he might really want kids. We're not sure. It's a journey. It's an ongoing enterprise. Is not there's no finality to this, right? You have not thrown up the white flag just yet, have you?
God doesn't want me to have kids, but I want them.
Okay. All right. I get it. So he's not in this category. But these are celebrities who don't want kids. And this
Mike,
is why I highlight
he
this.
He is a vengeful God that prevents Oxter from having
Yahweh kids. Yahweh said no. Mm-hmm. But I said yes.
No,
I
Yahweh.
Can import,
Yahweh
I can
said
import
no,
them.
Yahweh. Yahweh said no way.
Yahweh. tell me if you disagree with me being a father and being someone who, being around kids, with both my daughters and my son, has brought me just immeasurable levels of joy. I love it, and I think I'm an average father that really likes being a father. So that's the way I feel about it.
Little Michael saved you.
Yeah.
This show, probably your marriage.
Yep.
And because you were such a different person before little Michael came along.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah, I don't doubt it.
He brought so much joy to your life.
True. This non-stop. Is true.
The way that you you really came alive.
It's been an opportunity to be a full-time dad, which I think I always wanted to be. And I was a part-time dad with my beautiful daughters, who I am blessed to have a relationship with. God, Elizabeth.
Not because you wanted to be part-time.
Mm-hmm. No, not because I wanted to be part-time.
No.
Look, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
There's an expression that goes like this, that the greatest thing and the worst thing about divorce is kids. And it goes like this. It's great because you have these people that you still, if you maintain a relationship with, and it's great. The worst thing is that you're not able to be with them all the time and participate. And that's what was almost took me out. To be honest with you, that's the part that when I was having my darkest thoughts after my marriage ended, that's what tipped me over. So the idea to do it again, the second marriage with kids, I was like going, not being part of their lives. And but
I remember this. Yeah.
Carla says that, you know, as far as the weekend warrior dads, you know, I was all in, and I was. And so I got a great relationship with them, thank God. And with Michael, having a chance to do full-time parenting, and, you know, I'm driving around. I'll take you through my day yesterday. My day yesterday is drop Michael off at school, come back, do this show, run around, do whatever I have to do, some of my stupid errands, and then pick him up at school, take him home, then we drive him to his flag football practice. Then we drive him back home, back in the car today, take him to school. Every minute that I'm doing that. Now, the flag football practice, there's an hour. It's an hour practice. I'm sitting in the car. I'm not a coach because I don't know football well enough, I think, to coach. But we're there the whole time watching him and just being in his area gives me
He'll never forget that.
No, and Mike, I will tell you this. You're going to miss it. And the joy that they bring actually for me has sort of been replaced lately with a thankfulness for them.
Well,
because
I'm
going to,
by the time he's out of the house, right. I won't know who's in the house. So that's the exciting thing. By the time
he
leaves.
Who do you think will move out of the house first, you or him?
Carla. So anyway, celebrities who don't want kids. Jeanette McCurdy. Who's
yes.
she? Does anybody, do you know
who she is? Yeah, she played on iCarly, and okay. She had a very popular book last winter called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Okay. She froze her eggs. Jeanette McCurdy did, and here's her quote. She says, in case she changes her mind, she froze her eggs, but she says, quote, I cannot imagine a world in which someday I want kids.
She's a very complicated person, and she was raised in a really bad way, so okay. I can imagine that affected her, yeah.
I've only got 10 celebrities in what they say, because I thought it was interesting. Jennifer Coolidge says, I'm very immature. I think that has kept me from having children, because I'm sort of a child. Yeah, right? That's owning it. I get it.
Or selfish.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to give you there are some real selfish quotes on here. All right, listen. Seth Rogen says, People describe having kids as like brief glimmering moments of beauty amongst a sea of pain, whereas not having kids is just lovely all the time. Selfish right there, huh?
Well, I think that your average showbiz individual is pretty selfish anyway.
Well, yeah, okay. Stevie Nicks says, quote, it's like...
Hold on. What am I doing today?
Oscar, this is exciting. We actually have tape of Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac. I know you love all of her records, and you have all of her posters. Yeah. And here's Stevie Nicks.
Sent out them all, high down low,
Hey, Steve.
Do you want to be an artist or a writer? Sarah. Rihanna. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
That's enough of that.
That I'm was sorry. Exciting, though, to have her on.
Her quote is, do you want to be an artist and a writer or a wife and a lover? I don't want to go to PTA meetings. That's selfish. That's Stevie.
Can you imagine going to a PTA meeting and seeing Stevie Nicks?
Yeah. Who's that lady over there with the witch cape? Anyway,
why is she stirring a cauldron while we're discussing snack time?
Miley Cyrus. Oh, Ricky Gervais says, I'd worry sick about a baby. I have a cat, and I worry about that. Miley Cyrus says, we're getting handed a piece of crap planet, and I refuse to hand that down to my child.
I think that sounds like an excuse to me.
Oprah. And here is, this is very, very... all about me. Oprah says, if I had kids, my kids would hate me because something in my life would have had to suffer and it would probably have been them, which is her saying, my life is so exquisite, you know.
Still with Stedman?
Yeah. Yeah.
But her first choice to sacrifice something would be her kids?
She said, if I had kids, my kids would hate me because something in my life would have had to suffer and it would have probably been them.
My father sacrificed his time with us for his career, which in turn benefited us. And there was a lot of...
Are we going to talk about your dad today on the show? Return of the King today?
The Bolivian King.
Sarah Paulson says, I love kids, but I'm very impulsive and I was afraid that I would have children and then regret it. All right. John Hamm, he of the morning show and a great addition, says, I'd be a terrible father. I see my friends who have children, and I'm like, dude, how are you even upright, much less here at work at 6 a.m.? Because it's not work, John.
Yeah, but Mike. John Hamm, fine, don't be a dad, but he should be a donor. Those genetics.
Yes.
You know, you're right, Oscar.
Yeah. Get them a stainless steel container.
They should not go to waste. Yeah. And I'll pay top dollar.
Marissa Tomei, who just her second act in her career has been spectacular. She says, I don't know why women need to have children to be seen as complete human beings. I agree. They don't.
Okay.
But
valid.
I can only tell you that it's fun and it's good. And it makes you a better person. That's all.
I bet
that's
Marissa Tomei would be a parent if it was John Hamm as the father.
Well, we'd have to ask her about that.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson hasn't done a movie. It's hard to believe this since How Do You Know in 2010, which nobody watched. Is he okay? Yes. In fact, it sounds like he's more than okay. In a recent interview, Jack's good friend Lou Adler explained why he doesn't work anymore. Here's the quote. A friend of mine wanted to put him in a movie. Jack said, I don't want to do it. You know what I did today? I sat under a tree and I read a book. He's doing whatever he really wants to do. He wants to be quiet. He wants to eat what he wants. He wants to live the life he wants. So that's cool. I get it.
I heard he's coming out with his own signature chili.
That was the greatest dupe. Can you, in a sentence or two, explain what happened with this?
I came to the guy saying that Jack Nicholson was a recluse and that there was photographic evidence of him courtside at an L.A. Lakers game, famous, notorious Lakers courtside fan
for years.
Decades. And there was a Photoshop that duped me.
And me.
And that showed him with his own little Tupperware chili and how there had been a mishap and it had fallen all over him.
It's the greatest Photoshop I've ever seen.
And we all guffawed and went over the top with it and then... like our listeners like to do, they right away called us on it.
Yeah.
Right.
And we had to come on with a retraction.
It was amazing. Absolutely. It's still funny. And that's how good it was. It was still funny, even though it was fake.
Yep.
We liked it that much. Tim McGraw just did a big interview with Time Magazine and talked about why America is so divided right now. He thinks the 24-hour news cycle has a lot to do with it. I totally agree with that. And also the echo chamber we call social media. Agree with that too, Tim. I'm with you. He said most of us only hear from a small segment instead of hearing what the majority of people really think and feel. And what we do hear from that small segment isn't always true. So how do we fix the divide? He thinks it would be a great start if we got back to realizing we're more alike than we are different. All logical. Nothing over the top, but I agree, and that's why I put it on the round table, because I think that's what it's all about. 24 hours, pick your team, you've got it being spewed out all the time. And the people that are spewing it out on my team are doing it in such a way that is confrontational to the people on the other team, which is not going to do any good. The people on the other team are spewing it out to their people, which makes it controversial and, I mean, confrontational for people like me. So it goes on and on and on. And then you go to social media, and usually you're in your own little private bubble there, and that furthers your beliefs. And that's why it sucks in totality. It really does.
It's so simple what he says. We are more alike than different. And if you can just remember that, it's mind-boggling that we can't. But
marijuana seems to be in the news today as more people across the U.S. Use marijuana for medical and recreational reasons. Two brand-new studies suggest its regular intake may damage heart and brain health.
Oh, no.
This is shocking because they always the marijuana enthusiast always beats the drum that it's not bad for you.
Yeah, well, that's been forever. The marijuana enthusiasts and their organizations, NORML, for one, that's the National Organization for the Legalization of Marijuana, which has been wildly successful. You know, you're not going to hear that probably on their website. In one study, daily use of marijuana raised the risk of developing heart failure by about one-third. It's kind of, I would imagine that's close to the similar numbers for cigarette smoking, right?
Almost has to be,
Even after considering other factors compared to people who reported never using marijuana. In a second study, older people with any combination of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol who used marijuana significantly increase their risk for a major acute heart or brain event while hospitalized compared to those who reported not using marijuana. So, you know, once again, there's a passion among the people that use it. And, you know, be the judge yourself and see what happens. But as far as the, you know, and I don't know, they don't single out whether it's smoking or not. You know, I'm not sure. You know, who
knows? That's got to be a byproduct of a lifestyle. If you get the munchies, like wicked munchies.
Yeah, this
munchies,
is daily then, users, by the way. These are not people that do a little bit here and there.
You do it daily, and then you're ordering, you know, two large pies for one sitting.
Yeah. Right. Carla's water that she drinks. You know, we sell products that are wonderful that have microdoses. And you know what? But a daily
that's
use.
That's different than getting high.
That's totally a different animal.
On your
that's
own
what
supply.
They're saying.
Oscar,
the people that
Oscar
are habitual
brought up
users.
Something. Oscar said something once early on in the podcast, and it stayed with me, and that is you can take a normal person, and that normal person as a marijuana user, the marijuana user, always their top priority is the next time they're going to get high.
If that's someone that's addicted, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that addiction, I don't think it's physiological as much as psychological, but it's addiction nonetheless.
Yeah,
been around it my whole life, seen it my whole life. Finally, a 31-year-old dog, 31-year-old dog
Listen,
in Portugal, had been ranked as the world's oldest dog ever. Oh. It has died, according to his owner. The guard dog called Bobby or Bobby. How would it be pronounced, Oscar? B-O-B-I. Bobby?
Booby.
I like it if you called him Bobby, but Booby. As Hank
Wait
Hill,
a minute.
Like...
Hold on. Don't go by that. He's saying it's
well,
B-O-B-I.
Bengaki el Booby.
Booby died over the weekend in a veterinary hospital.
No te vayas, Booby.
Leonel Costa told the Associated Press, Bobby lived on a farm in the village of Conqueros in Portugal with Costa and four cats. Leonel Costa and four cats.
I've got boobies. You want to milk me?
What is the matter with you? He was born on May 11th, 1992.
Isn't that from Meet the Fox?
Yes, it is, but it's really not related.
I have nipples, Greg. That's when he opens the bottle of champagne.
Can you milk me?
And he hits the urn.
Because you say he milks his cat.
In 1992, that's when the dog was born, and the owner was just 8 years old with nipples. In an interview earlier this year, Costa told the Associated Press that Booby's secret to a long life was good food, fresh air, and lots of love. And, of course, no plastic surgery. There you go. Thank you. Yes. No enhancement for me. The King of Bolivia has returned home.
Yes.
Very exciting. You never know what's going to happen. Many months away, followed by tearful reunions, perhaps. We'll get to the bottom of that when we come back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Attention! Attention! Introducing the exclusive source for official TMOS merchandise, the Mike O'Mara Show online store. I have used it myself. I got the coffee mugs, plural. I got hoodies, plural. T-shirts, plural. Mm. And I got two stickers, two. I got the regular Heritage sticker. That's the logo you see. Right, Oscar, that's the logo, right? Is it not?
That's the logo, yeah. It's a legacy sticker.
Right in back of Oscar Santana.
Yes,
got
yes.
that. And I got the TMOS Don't Get Happy Society sticker to put on my car.
Beautiful.
Can't
that
wait till they come
gorgeous.
In. Yeah. T-shirts, hoodies, wonderful stuff. It's your one-stop shop to flaunt your TMOS passion. And if you're looking for holiday gifts, there you are. It's here for you.
Right
Even
there.
Better for the TMOS fan in your life. There's no better place to shop than TMOSstore.com. Remember that. Memorize it. Burn it into your brain. TMOSstore.com. Even if you're getting yourself, we've got your back. Even if you're gifting yourself, not getting yourself. I get you, Mike. Even if you're gifting yourself. How about we change it? Even if you're getting a gift for yourself.
We can do that.
We've got you. Gifting yourself. That just sounds so good. We've got your back. We hand select everything for top tier quality and killer looks.
Yeah.
Grab your TMOS gear, support
the show. Five different sources from five different continents.
Oscar just told me that. Yeah. Oscar sourced these for the best. So we got people making stickers.
Yeah,
we got
quality.
Different people making t-shirts. We got different people making the mugs. Come on. The new, by the way, my favorite, the new Don't Get Happy Society limited edition sticker. That get that before it's gone, because we're not going to keep that up there forever. We keep it fresh with new items added regularly. Stay ahead of the curve and be the envy of your TMOS crew. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things for the Mike O'Mara Show. Official, authentic, and awesome!
Yes!
Thank you for your support. It's all happening at TMOSstore.com. So Papa Santana, the King of Bolivia, returned home. It always seems to me that when he returns, there is both happiness on your part, but a little concern over how Yoli and your papa reunite. How did it go this time around?
Well, first, my mom has been living a life of leisure.
Yes.
Because... as we know, the famous call at home is "Ay cafecito," which means "Is there coffee?" which is also translated into "Papa's thirsty. I would love some coffee." And then a coffee appears.
Doing her own thing. She's not making coffee or breakfast or lunch or dinner for anybody.
So it's always jarring when my dad comes home, because then now she's got to live with someone. Just imagine living by yourself and then you got to live with someone.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
This time around, my mom, it's a love-hate relationship, because I can tell that she's like, "Oh, your dad's coming home." I'm like, "Get ready."
Yeah.
I was like, "Remember, no lollygagging. He'll sell the house and you'll be at Leisure World in 2 hot seconds. Like, keep it moving.
Everything in his name. Thank you."
Yes. Yeah. And I said, "Don't." I was like, "Show no weakness, Mom. No weakness."
So you gave your mom an actual pep talk.
Well, because I seen her laying around a lot. I said, "This treadmill isn't going to move itself."
But you also said, because of the medication, she's doing really, really well.
She's doing great, but also, I think it's easy for her to, like, her days are full of international soccer games, right? And a lot of laying around. And
So she's not playing.
No. Not playing.
Okay, just coaching. Checking. Just
I didn't know
checking.
She was that big a fan.
Oh, she. They have every soccer package in the world, like the La Liga, the Premier League, like everything. It's like constant soccer.
I love that
soccer.
About Yoli, watching sports on TV.
So I, it's an adjustment. But for me, it's great, because now I don't have to take care of my mom while my dad's in town, because my dad's there, right?
That's right.
So. Though I still like going to see my mom, it's funny, because when I get there, they're never in the same room together. And my dad's listening to the TV at like 30 plus octaves higher than it should be. And my mom's upstairs.
Decibels.
And she's like, decibels. I'm an idiot.
That's all right.
I work in audio.
That's okay.
And then my mom's upstairs and she's in the guest bedroom watching TV, her soccer games.
So your father is watching what, like international news?
He's watching CNN.
Of course.
Do they ever watch soccer together?
They do.
Okay, good.
But I walked in this past Saturday, and they are watching the same game in 2 different rooms. And I walk upstairs, and I'm like, "Hey, Mom." And she goes, "Hi." And I'm like, "Why aren't you watching the game with Dad? Like, the TV's cartoon size downstairs, and you're in your bedroom. I mean, decent size TV as well. But I was like, why aren't you guys together?" She goes, "It's too loud down there." And I said,
"Okay."
"Well, just tell him to turn it down or turn on his ears."
Yeah.
And she goes, "He doesn't like wearing them." And I said, "You know what? This is a fight I'm not going to fight. I love you guys.
That's it. They like me. Seems like things are
Seems like things are working out for you. That's great." But the true reason I brought this back is we finally went to God bless him.
That's the big car deal.
Yeah.
I might have to bleep that out, Mac. But write that down. And I want to thank a wonderful listener that gave me the inside track on that convertible, the new SL convertible we were looking at for my father, that happened to have a rebuilt title when we didn't understand why.
I remember
the
story,
the listener works at a Mercedes dealership in another state, and I was able to give them the VIN number to that car. And they gave me the inside track. We will not be buying that car for my father.
Oh, they gave you a heads up.
Yeah.
But the car is, I mean, technically, Mercedes will take care of it. It's certified, fine. But not the route my father should go in for a car that he's not going to drive on a regular basis, right?
That is so cool. That is so cool. That, you know, there's a
guy.
But
we've never had that access before. We've never had that access, Mike.
I don't remember the name. I'm sorry I'm not giving him a plug. I wish I could. Yes. I will tomorrow if I remember it. It's a guy in Florida. He buys wholesale cars. Some of them are just absolute clinkers, but some of them he gets lucky on. He puts a $23 part on them, and they run. And he bought a Mercedes. Yeah. A Mercedes with a V8 engine in it for $1,500, and he got it running. He got it running, and and he's done it with luxury cars. I forgot what his name. I'll figure it out.
Is it Ron DeSantis?
It's not Ron DeSantis. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. So that's good. So is he going to get another car?
Well, now that he's in full, going to get another car mode.
Is that the reason he came home to buy a car?
No. He came home because he's got a pretend he has a family for 6 months in the States. So
that's good.
It's the holidays.
He's here for a while.
Really? He's here for the holidays.
Will you be venturing out to the dealership again with him anytime soon?
Yes, yes. And you know, you get wrapped up in the, you get a wonderful electric car with 3% financing if you have great credit. Mm-hmm. That's a December to Remember event is coming, Mike, as you know. So
right. Okay, I get it. Yes, sir. Keep us informed. Yes. Rob, go ahead. Hit the thing.
You're gonna
informed on that. We are also going to keep you informed on election 2023. There was a big election. Not a big election, but it's what they call an off-year election. And a very significant story coming out of Rob's home state of Virginia. And we want to personally thank his daughter, Julia, for voting. We'll be right back and tell you all about that when we come back. I almost have cleared it out. Can you see it? Can you see the liquid? Do they teach you that here? This is my liquid IV, my lemon lime sugar free that I drink almost every day. Sometimes I'll have the peach. Sometimes I have the white grape. But I love liquid IV. And that's just here. I also drink it when I'm out on the golf course, when I'm exercising in my backyard, lifting my weights like I do on the prison yard. From Zoom meetings and workouts to long travel days and fun nights out, liquid IV makes it easy to stay hydrated. It's got three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Liquid IV hydrates two times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. Their hydration multiplier comes in three delicious sugar-free flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime. It's a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. Trust me, lemon lime all the time, but I love them all. And you will too. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get a great deal. You can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So, big election, biggest story coming out of Ohio, where they put a abortion rights measure in the Constitution for the state of Ohio. Big win for advocates of that particular policy. And then in Virginia, not only did they maintain control of the state Senate, but they regained control of the state House, which is kind of a big deal for a state where the governor, Glenn Youngkin, was looking to make his own abortion policy.
Do you know,
abortion a big issue in the off-year election.
Mike, do you know where Youngkin was making basically his base yesterday for election day?
Where was it?
Jukebox Diner in Manassas, Virginia.
Manassas, Virginia. I've never seen it because I left before the Jukebox Diner came into existence.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Way to go, Manassas. Yeah.
But I'm and also because Virginia is basically a purple state, they say that yesterday's election is a decent or at least a reliable harbinger for what could happen in 24. So that's
but then nobody
optimistic.
Ever really knows their polls that are talking about.
We should probably talk to Reed about that. He'd know more about this than we would.
I'd love to get a breakdown of the off-year election. If we grab Reed sometime this week or next week, that would be awesome.
I'll ask him.
To really find out what that means. Because
but isn't this like, I'm sorry, Mike.
That's okay.
This is really the womb vote, right?
It is the abortion issue that drives that seems to be driving the election. At the same time, I think it's New York Times polling coming out showing some red flares for Joe Biden, with Trump leading him very significantly in certain battleground states. And look, I consider myself, I don't like the word base, but I consider myself a pretty active Dem. And I'm nervous. I don't like it. And I'm like everybody else, I think, in the Democratic Party. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting because primary season, they're buttoning up these primary registrations. So we'll see what happens. It's an interesting time in politics. Here's one last thing I'll say.
All right.
Yes.
When they asked the chairman of the RNC, Republican National Committee, I forgot what the lady's name is, and they asked her, will you support him if he's in prison? And she said, I will respect the will of the voters. So they're setting the table for who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't think he's going to go to prison, but I think that he's going to have some legal troubles, you know, carrying forward. It's incredible.
That's not
going
to stop him. He can still run.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of the thing that's troubling is in that same poll. Like that same poll, they had a question. Would you ever consider voting for the candidate? And what's troubling is when you get like 6%, 7% that say, I will never vote for Joe Biden. And that's a weird thing because normally it's who do you prefer, not who do you despise?
Well, the negative energy being sent out to the masses is much more significant on one side, and they're doing a good job. Your daughter voted first election she voted in yesterday?
No, that's her second, I believe.
Second election? Okay, that's good that she
very
voted.
Proud of her that she stays involved. As a matter of fact, it was the election 2 years ago that she found out she was not registered at her home in Richmond, and she drove home that night.
She's
that
into
day
it.
Yeah, she loves to vote, and I think
staunch
that's awesome.
Republican.
Love that she
was
is
it crowded. You voted yesterday, right?
Julia's a big anti-masker, Oscar, and she
you voted twice.
I voted once. I went over at about 5:30 in the afternoon, and I thought that would be early enough not to get the real post businessman coming home vote, but it was a line. There was a line. There was probably
because everybody works from home.
There was probably about 30 people there.
Yes.
And
did you hear the tinge of sarcasm in the person that's in the office right now? The only person
I try to tune it out, but it did not fall on deaf ears.
There it is. There it is.
Well, yeah, because if you work from home, you can go anytime. That I'm being honest. This isn't supposed to be rude.
I waited till close of business.
I'm saying. You can go anytime.
But it has to be election day.
Yes.
If you had gone at like 2, don't you think it would have been better?
Probably that's the light time, yeah. But
down
I got
here,
there, there's...
It's irrelevant now. It's irrelevant down here. Well, on the bonus show, I'll tell you about the
can you vote by mail?
Yes. Well, some places you can. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you do it in Virginia?
We can early vote in Virginia. You can just drop your ballot off at the library. Yeah.
Super smart.
So what's the buzz up there with the election? It's a national story. I heard about it. What's the buzz around
D.C.?
The
buzz around here is that, well, at least in my area, is that Virginia did good. Congratulations, Virginia. We did our job. And I think
but in the national election, we're
Well, probably. You might want to avoid your language.
Well, so much for putting that up quickly.
It's one bleep.
It is one bleep.
Look.
Don't get happy is what I say. Don't get happy.
No, you can't
certainly
get happy.
Certainly not
going
to dive into it here.
Yeah.
We're not. There's too much time that has to pass before. But it is shaping up to be a completely, utterly bizarro world for the next year.
Also, let me add this.
It really is.
I know there's a Democratic governor in Kentucky. It is sad to say.
I liked him.
Yeah, but when one of his key cornerstone taunts was like, and we're going to get high speed internet to everybody in Kentucky. And I said, dude, it's 2023. It's almost 2024. What is going on?
It's Kentucky.
It is Kentucky.
I mean, Elon Musk was getting internet to the Ukraine on a little dish.
Don't talk to me about Elon Musk when he's sitting there letting Joe Rogan shoot arrows at his car. My God.
Can I
I'm just saying, can't we have some infrastructure?
Yeah.
Like, let's get the internet to everybody.
Yeah. Let's rely on the
left. Meanwhile, he's smoking a cigar in Joe Rogan's garage and Joe Rogan shooting arrows. And, you know, big bow hunter, Rogan. Yeah. All right.
Mike, can I tell you about one wingnut that I saw at when I was voting?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
It was great because with 30 people or so in line, you get to know the people in front of you and the people behind you. The people behind me kept saying, look at that guy over there that's checking voters. Which one? The guy in the vest. He said, which vest? He said, well, you know him. I said, I don't know him. And they went back and forth
for probably 5 minutes. He said, he's Jackie's father. Who's Jackie? A total checked out dad. It was fun to listen to. But the wingnut was in front of me, the lady with the unicorn.
She had, why is he a wingnut?
The what? No, no, that's not the wingnut. The wingnut was okay. In front of me.
Was she wearing a unicorn?
No, she had a stuffed unicorn with her. I couldn't tell if it was a purse or not a purse, but she was definitely.
Did it have a strap on it?
It did not have a strap on.
Strap
so
on.
She was, yes, I'm
strap she on. Riding Thank it?
You. She was not, but it could have had a zipper, but to get close enough to realize whether or not it was a purse probably would have made me look creepy. So I was just watching the lady with the unicorn, and she looked very excited to vote. She's like, bouncing back and forth. Meanwhile, behind me, the father keeps saying, I don't know anyone named Jackie. And so we get up to the table where they're checking us in, and God love them. They're all senior citizens.
Oh, yeah.
And they love doing it,
yep.
But they're not into it at 5:30 at night because they've been
really?
There since 6 in the
okay,
morning.
Okay, so they're getting sleepy. They're ready yeah. for their chowder.
I said,
oh, I love some chowder.
How's it going? My guy said, going all right. Long day. I said, yeah, I bet you've been here since the morning. Yep, all day.
And all I said, day. Well, sounds like gonna... Bob Dole.
Yeah, a little go. Bit. And I gave him my driver's license and my voter's card, and he scanned it, and he said, here's your ballot. You're ready to vote. You can go to the table or to one of the booths. And so I go to a booth, and I fill out the application and, you know, fill out the ballot. And it's a long ballot, two sides.
I think we all know how voting works.
Thank right. you, Oscar. But I'm like saying this was a particularly long two-sided ballot.
Jesus Christ.
And it was fun because I got to vote for school officials that Kerry supported, which was kind of cool because at that point, you don't normally have a rooting interest.
Okay.
So I fill it out and I go and I run it. I'm going to just go run it through the little Scantron machine that registers your vote, right? But who gets to me to the Scantron before me is the lady with the unicorn. And so unicorn lady.
And you still have not been able to decipher whether or not it is a handbag of some kind.
No, but you know what? It doesn't matter at this point because here's where the wing nuttedness comes out.
Okay.
She puts it in the Scantron. It spits it back out and it says on the screen, too many selections opted. Oh, and so, okay. So she goes in, she puts
correctly.
It in. And then she does it 3 times, and then the enthusiastic young election official, and by young I mean 50, comes over and says, well, obviously you've ticked too many marks. May I see your ballot? Now, I know the notion of the secret ballot is sacred in the United States.
Right.
But I couldn't help but look over her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And what she did is for every candidate, she voted for a candidate and then colored in, write in, and on every write-in vote, she wrote, Free Palestine.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. And I looked at it, and I literally scratched my head. I'm thinking, you know, I don't bemoan the fact you have an opinion and you want to get it out. But this is a computerized system. It's not going to see your protest. Wow. And so the lady, the 50-year-old lady says to the unicorn lady, this is not going to be counted as a valid ballot, so you can either go and get a new ballot or we can just sort of call the whole thing off.
Right,
and the lady said, no, I'm good. And she
just
said,
rolls
you don't.
Out?
Yeah. Well, no. Then she says, do I get an I voted sticker?
No.
And so she's the
lady,
not.
Yeah, she's a crackpot. Good and boy. The lady says, well, I can't give you an I voted sticker because you haven't voted. And she said, okay. And then she saunters out with her unicorn and on
Who's
the way.
Celebrity she most resembled?
She looked like sort of a young hippie-ish with glasses. I can't think of a – she didn't suggest a celebrity to me. But she was young. She's probably in her early 20s, long blonde hair, and sort of a hippie demeanor. No septum piercing, though.
Attractive, unattractive?
A lot less attractive after I saw how she chose to use her ballot. Not at all.
Okay.
She was all right, I suppose. All right. But I was just mostly concerned by the fact she's a wingnut.
Wingnut. Absolutely. I didn't know. I figured it for an older lady the way you were describing her.
No.
Yeah. We have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we have the side of Flip.
Flip it.
And I will also mention very briefly, I'm planning perhaps doing a new feature on the show. We'll do that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, yes. There's a touch of Thanksgiving magic in the air. You feel it? Yesterday, I filled my CPAP machine with apple cider. Blessings! It's time to treat yourself, so why not try a complimentary virtual skin consultation or a self-care appointment at DermGlowSkin.com, now featuring weight loss. Grab Carla's Beauty Bundle, 11 travel-size products that give you the perfect skincare routine for the morning and the night. It's on sale right now for $60. Get it at DermGlowSkin.com. Carla's travel kits are perfect for hitting the road or as a great sampling of her skincare products. DermGlow ships everywhere and features Afterpay. So make the pampering esthetician a part of your self-love journey. Be like our proud partner, Usher. Usher, whose real name is Usher Raymond IV.
Yes.
The fourth?
Yeah, Usher Raymond IV.
The fourth. Okay.
Yes.
Not Usher Raymond IV.
No, no.
Okay. We'll be working the Super Bowl this year. But don't ask Usher. Don't ask this Usher to help you find your seat.
Jesus.
Because he is the halftime entertainment. And he will be slathered head to toe in DermGlow lotions and potions. That's right. Carl is selling potions now. Thinking of beauty is a joy forever. Thank you, DermGlow. Before we get started with the flip side, just because I think perhaps next week, I'm going to see how it pans out, but I will have the Southwest Florida car accident of the week.
I love it.
Perfect.
Based on the fact that this week alone, already, it is only Wednesday, I have seen three. If you're seen with my own two eyes. Yes.
And you blame this largely on the snowbirds' return?
I have no idea what to blame it on, but there is volume, volume, volume,
volume
out there
volume,
on the streets.
Hello. Yes.
The flip side.
Oscar, I have to ask you this question because it's most appropriate for you. Do you know the name Carly Waddell?
Carly Waddell? Well, who would that be? That sounds film. Very famous.
There's a receiver named Waddle for the Miami Dolphins.
I think that she's probably a C-minus, D-plus celebrity. She was an alumni of being on The Bachelor. It's Carly Waddell.
Which one is she, though?
You'll see her in a moment. But turns out, as fate would have it, she went to school, and it was an art school, with Lady Gaga. And she had a little story about the way Lady Gaga was in high school. And all I can take from this is, wow, sour grapes much?
Here we go. Here's a secret. So Stephanie used to, during lunch, she would play on the piano. There's a piano because you would eat just in like a dance studio.
Yeah.
And there was a piano. And she would sit at the piano every single day and just play and sing Wicked at the top of her lungs every day.
Okay.
And we were all just trying to eat lunch.
It was like break time.
Yeah, it was break time. And we were all like forced to listen to her. And yes, was she good? Of course. She was great. But I just wanted to eat my sandwich, you know?
Interesting.
And so I used to just eat in the hallway.
Did everyone?
Because she was driving me crazy.
She's kind of, if you like compare it to people back home that are like working in an office setting or like maybe where, I don't know, they're a nurse or a teacher. It's like that person who's like, just like so extra.
Like she's so
always
extra.
Always putting in the extra hour. Yeah, right. Always like,
yes.
Like that's how
she would wear these really
like,
tight.
Say like again.
Retards, and she had really big boobs.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That's that just crept out. I'm like, so sorry.
Well, I don't even think it's sour grapes. I think that they're so unaware of what it takes to actually excel at the level that a Lady Gaga would. Instead of saying, maybe I should have not been annoyed and maybe been like, oh, like why is she doing this? Yeah. Maybe there's a different plan for her than to just be a contestant on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have
heard
her.
Is that like a podcast they do about The Bachelorette or something like
that? No, that's just, it's called A Secrets Revealed, I think it's called. And she had all the secrets about Lady Gaga.
Is that
Gaga.
The host on the right, that dude?
That dude, yeah.
Jesus. Help
Mike,
me,
Mike, he's like the host.
He's like the yeah, like, that's great, like.
Mike, are you familiar with a suburb of Orlando called Longwood?
No.
Okay,
no.
It's a neighborhood adjacent to Orlando, and apparently they got themselves a bear situation.
Oh, there seems a like Florida man, I swear to God, all over the place. all over the place.
And of course, in this age of bears and Ring video door cams, we've got the evidence, because this bear got the Uber Eats food and came back for the soda.
Awesome.
A food delivery that didn't quite make it to the customer. Surveillance footage Friday shows the driver make the drop outside this Longwood home. But minutes later, a black bear saunters up to the front porch and helps itself to Lady Gutierrez's dinner.
Good bear.
Gutierrez's niece, Nicole Castro, couldn't believe her eyes when she saw the
video. Takes the whole bag.
The whole bag.
And he grabbed the food. And then he came again for the soda.
The hungry bear making off with $45 worth of Taco Bell. Upon opening the door, Gutierrez and her daughter knew exactly what had happened.
El oso se llevó la comida.
Gutierrez says they're used to the bears. They're regulars in the neighborhood.
So he came back for the sodas.
El oso. He wanted to wet his whistle.
Yeah. But you know,
oh,
the
you
old
scared
question?
Me. I'm sorry. I just got scared. Why don't you say hi to everybody and say go to the Denver Girl Weight Loss. Lean in real quick. All right, go ahead. Say hi.
Tell her, you ask Carla?
Hi, guys. I thought you were
looking at the camera, for God's sake.
Hi.
All right. Hi, Carla.
I'm on my way to work.
All right, what did you want me to ask her, Oscar?
To listen to the front of the show and if she approves of the way I sold Durham Close.
Oh, yeah, listen to the front of the show and see if you approve of the way Oscar sold the new weight loss.
Awesome. I can't wait to listen. All what time will the show be up?
In 40
She's
minutes.
She's a taskmaster. She is.
All 40 right. minutes.
All right. Bye.
Bye. See you later. There she goes.
That was fun.
We're on the same page, Carla. Same page.
Let's close, Mike, with one of your all-time favorite celebrities, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, and, boy, brother.
You know, brother, as a guy who's worked with audio for a while, I still get delighted at playing things backwards and slowed down and sped up. But this guy posted this, I think it was on YouTube, that if you play Hulk Hogan backwards, classic Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
It really does sound like, well, the Hulkster sounds like he's summoning Satan.
All right. That's a young Hulk Hogan there.
It is. That, Mike, that's all I have for you.
Mean Gene Oakland.
Wow. Yeah.
The power of Christ compels you.
Yes.
The power of Christ compels you.
The evil Hulk Hogan. Let me play my music there. There
yes,
we go.
Yes, please
do. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you all very much for your initial wonderful support of the Mike O'Mara Show store, the TMOSstore.com. Open for business. Get yourself a hoodie. Get yourself a T-shirt. Get yourself a mug. Get yourself a Don't Get Happy Society sticker. Get yourself anything you want. It's all right there, TMOSstore.com. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Get out! You're not good enough! Piss off!